WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Oregon's governor is refusing to authorize the deployment of her state's National Guard into Portland, despite a request to do so from the Trump administration. Here's more from KXL Radio reporter Heather Roberts.
Oregon Governor Tina Kotek says she talked to President Trump Saturday morning, telling him they disagree with the assessment that federal intervention is needed in the city.
And I also said to him, we have to be careful not to respond to outdated media coverage or misinformation that's out there.
Portland Mayor Keith Wilson says no one from the administration has reached out to his office.
President Trump has directed all necessary troops to Portland, Oregon. The number of necessary troops is zero.
Heather Roberts for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
The governor calls the planned deployment an abuse of power. With a government shutdown looming, President Trump's agreed to meet with congressional leaders of both parties.
CBS News has learned the president will meet Monday with the Republican Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and from the House, Speaker Mike Johnson, and House Minority Leader Democrat Hakeem Jeffries. They've got until Wednesday to reach agreement on a spending bill that would keep the government funded and running. An aide to Senator Schumer told CBS News that with the deadline fast approaching, Schumer called Thune Friday and urged him to get the president to meet.
That's CBS's Michael Toscano. He says the administration is now threatening to fire hundreds or even thousands of federal employees if the government shuts down rather than just laying them off. At least four people have died in flash flooding in Arizona. KPHO-TV reporter Elena Kwan reports from the city of Globe, east of Phoenix.
Here in Globe, people will see a lot of devastation and damages, particularly with the amount of propane tanks scattered all across Globe. The floodwaters causing damages to homes, businesses. The American Red Cross opened an evacuation shelter at High Desert Middle School in Globe. They have cots, food, water readily available, and they say anyone can come by.
There's also a state of emergency in South Carolina, where tropical force winds and rain are expected tomorrow. Governor Henry McMaster.
We're going to have high winds. We know that we're going to have a lot of water. We know that we're going to have flooding in parts of the state, maybe some parts that we haven't seen before.
Forecasters say the storm track is unclear, but people along the East Coast should be prepared for heavy rain. We've learned that three people have been killed and eight injured in a shooting in the North Carolina coastal town of Southport. Officials are saying that a boater fired into the crowd at a waterfront restaurant. A person of interest is being questioned. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer, now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
Hi, I'm Michael from The War and Treaty. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram, and 2 milligrams.
Do you read subtitles when you're watching television?
A new poll finds that most people who do are younger adults. The AP NORC Center survey finds that about 4 in 10 adults under the age of 45 use subtitles at least often while watching movies or television, compared with about 3 in 10 adults older than that. It also finds that people 60 and older are likely to say they never or rarely use subtitles. The survey suggests that younger people are sometimes in noisy places. Older folk would rather hear and understand what the characters are saying. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Some people are taping their mouths shut in an attempt to sleep better, but doctors say don't do it. Some people on social media are saying that taping is a hack that gets you more sleep and reduces snoring. A sleep expert says there may be some benefits to taping, but the risks far outweigh them. Among those risks, worsening sleep disorders like sleep apnea. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Enjoy your Sunday. Sunshine, an east wind coming off the lake, very light at 5 to 10, with highs in the low to mid 70s. Overnight, a mostly clear sky, mid and upper 50s. Monday, warmer sunshine, upper 70s to the lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time. things the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
We'll be right back. I heard you're getting married. Heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure. And this is the end. They say you really mean it. This guy's the one that makes you feel so safe, so sane, and so secure.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Cast your stones, what time to gather? Jangles and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Sailing New Orleans, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age as the smoke ran out. He talked of life, talked of life. He laughed, clicked his heels and stared. Said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance while he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him. He still grieves. He said a dance now with every chance in honky tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
WRJN. I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write. Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Bye-bye, so long. See you in September.
on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned a page, The miniskirt, the current thing, goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Telling me that you're near.
See walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you for a ways. What full lips you have, they're sure to lure someone bad. So until you until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
Painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now.
'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Don't take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Yeah.
About saffron, well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron, she's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly, they call me mellow yellow. A wind of velocity nil. Born a high forever to fly. If you want your cup, power fill. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. Sudden grace, electrical banana, it's about to be the very next phase. They call it mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow.
I'm as happy as a clown. but I'm going nowhere. Oh yeah, I'm the type of guy that likes to roam around. I'm never in one place, I roam from town to town. And when I find myself, I'm falling for some girl. Yeah, I hop right in that car of mine, I drive around the world. Yeah, I'm a wanderer.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. A deal to avert a government shutdown on Wednesday. CBS's Michael Toscano says it could all come down to an 11th-hour meeting with President Trump.
CBS News has learned the president will meet Monday with the Republican Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and from the House, Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Democrat Hakeem Jeffries. An aide to Senator Schumer told CBS News that with the deadline fast approaching, Schumer called Thune Friday and urged him to get the president to meet, which they will do in the Oval Office.
The first National Guard troops are expected to hit Memphis tomorrow, along with personnel from multiple federal law enforcement agencies. Tennessee's Republican governor welcoming the move, not so welcoming of Trump-sent troops. Portland, Oregon, as Willie James Inman reports. And just to note, the language he quotes is salty.
In a social media post responding to the president's announcement, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden said, quote, "My message to Donald Trump is this. We don't need you here. stay the hell out of our city.
The National Guard is helping recovery efforts in Arizona after flash flooding claimed four lives Friday, Governor Katie Hobbs.
My heart is with all of these Arizonans, people who lost loved ones, people looking for family members and friends, people who had to leave their homes in a hurry, people whose businesses